Okay, so as advertised, I'm going to hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, show that there's in fact an eighth mitzvah b'nei Noach. You've all been misled your entire life, thinking that there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but really there are eight. It's not shtick, it's real. It's not like I'm not going to trick anybody. There are eight mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and they have halacha l'maaseh implications for us as b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So let's begin. Obviously, it applies to this week's parsha. Just to make that clear, Svash Noach, Shevus Noach. Good, fine. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daphne Vavam Abez, Tad Rabbanan, Sheva Mitzvos and Stavim Beneith Noach, seven Mitzvos, Bnei Noach were commanded. Dinin, Birchas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, setting up courts, cursing Hashem, worshipping Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Davah, murder Gilei Arayos, illicit relationships, Gezel, stealing the Evrim Malchai, and taking a live limb from an animal and eating it. Rabbi Lezer Omer, says the Gemara a few lines later, Af al ha-klayim, even on klayim, Goyim are commanded, or prohibited in mating different species together. Mutarim b'nei Noach lilbosh kalayim lizor kalayim. They are allowed to wear kalayim, says the Gemara. There's no problem wearing shatnas or planting vegetation, vegetables in the ground that are kalayim. Vein asurin ella baharvas behema ubehar kavas ilan. What a guy cannot do is mate two animals together, different animals together, or graft trees. That is what a guy cannot do. Now the Gemara there also suggests other things, but as we'll see, for some reason, this is picked up later on. The Gemara on Daf Samach and Aleph elaborates. Minani mili, how do I know? What is the source that a guy cannot graft trees and mate two different animals? We're going to stick with the grafting trees when I describe it just the rest of the time, just because that's what we want to focus on. Amar Shmuel Damar Kra, Es Chukotai Tishmori, you should keep my laws. Chukim shechakakti lechakvar. You should keep the chukim. When did we already have chukim that already existed before? In the days before Matan Torah, the mitzvahs that existed before now. What did we say? Behemtecha lo tarbiya kalayim v'sadcha lo sizra kalayim. So the Torah says that you cannot mate two different animals and you cannot graft trees together. Ma behemtecha baharva af sadcha baharkava. Ma behemtecha bein be'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Just like you can, a guy is not allowed to mate two different animals, so too you cannot mate your field in two different species with the vegetation of a tree. And also it applies in Eretz and Chutz La'aretz as well. That's a discussion for another time. That's what the Gemara says. Ad kan the Gemara. Seemingly, and again, the Gemara discusses other things that may be included, but this is what we want to focus on right now, because the other things seem to be ignored. The Gemara is saying that there's an eighth mitzvah of Bnei Noach, and it's not under a rubric of anything else. It's not part of another mitzvah. There is an eighth mitzvah that is kalayim, grafting of trees for a guy. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Yud Halacha Vav, the laws of Bnei Noach. This is not in Hilchos Kalayim. It's in laws of Goyim. Mipiha Kabbalah, we have a tradition. Shibnei Noach asurim baharvas behema baharkavas ilan bilvad. That Goyim are asur in harvas of an animal and harkavas ilan of grafting of trees. However, ve'ein nehargan alayim. Unlike the other Shemesh Bnei Noach with their chayiv misa, in this case, by Kalayim, they are not chayiv misa, it's just asur. The Radvaz on the Rambam asks why the Rambam only includes this extra mitzvah Bnei Noach, but ignored other suggestions in the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion. The Gemara discusses other options that may be included in the prohibitions amongst Goyim. It doesn't come to any conclusion. Now, why did the Rambam pick this as opposed to everything else? The Radvaz doesn't understand. The Gemara discusses Sirus. You can't take away... remove the sexual organs of an animal. You can't do, or to yourself, or kishuf, magic. But the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't pick any of those things. It only picks a harkava of a tree. So the Kesef Mishnah says, now...
In the animal.
That's the only issue. So the Kesef Mishnah... gives an answer. So we're going to read the Lecha Mishnah, who's going to bring the Kesef Mishnah, just for the sake of being concise. Mashama Harav Kesef Mishnah, da Harav Pasek Rebbe Eliezer. Why did he follow Rebbe Eliezer, as opposed to the Chachamim who don't include this? Mishum de Shmuel Mefarish Tamei. Because this piece of the Gemara Rebbe Eliezer that we quoted originally is elaborated on by Shmuel on the next daf, showing that the Gemara is interested in this opinion. Since the Gemara goes into a discussion about Rabbi Yezer's opinion of what is the source that a guy can't graft a tree, it must mean that Chazal are interested in that opinion. Tamei ve'eno maspik, he says this is wrong. However, says the Lecha Mishnah, to gam shama Gemara shaklu v'tara lefarish divrei Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara discusses the opinion of Rabbi Shimon as well. Damar afal hakishuf discusses kishuf, a long discussion about magic. V'lo pasak rabbeinu kavasi, but the Rambam doesn't quote any prohibition for a guy to do magic. Often the Gemara spends time and ink explaining the opinion of a Tana that we don't follow. So why is that a proof that this, therefore, the Rambam holds the opinions like Rabbi Yezer? Afagav delei silchas agavasi, even the halacha is not like him. Fine. So the Lecha Mishnah then gives his own suggestion. And he says, "Avaltamo shel Rabbeinu." The reason of the Rambam is nirali mishum deper kama de kedushin, because it's not this Gemara, but rather another Gemara in Shas holds of the sheet of Rabbi Yezer that kalaim is usher for a guy. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Amates has a long discussion about mitzvos hatzluos ba'aretz, mitzvos that depend on the land of Israel. So the Gemara says, "Hiksha hada amar Rabbi Yochanan lokin al kalaim davar Torah." Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus for kalaim. And it's min ha-Torah. Ha-anantanan ha-kalayim midivrei sofrim. So the Gemara goes into discussion regarding what part of kalayim, of grafting, is midaraisa midarabanan. But within that discussion, the Gemara follows this explanation of Shmuel, as eschu kosai tishmor that we quoted before, in order to defend the isra of kalayim and chutzlaretz. And it quotes the whole statement, indicating that, seemingly, the Gemara agrees to Rabbi Yezer's opinion in general, that there's kalayim outside of Israel, and that kalayim are usher for a guy. And that's the proof of Lecha Mishnah. Not that the Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates, but if a different Gemara somewhere else in Shas elaborates on that opinion, that must indicate that Chazal agree with that opinion. And that's why the Rambam quotes Rabbi Eliezer here, in addition to the words of the Rabbanan. That's explanation number two, as to why the Rambam seems to hold like this. The third opinion I didn't bring over here because it's longer is the Mare Panim on the Yerushalmi. He says that the Rambam is not following Rabbi Yezer at all, in fact. It's a mistake. He says the halach is that there's only Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. There's no Chiddush here tonight. There are only Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Because if the Rambam felt the halach was like Rabbi Yezer, then a Ben Noach should be Chayiv Misa, the death penalty for Kalayim. What does this mean? It's also for him, but he's not going to get punished. What does that get you at the end of the day?
Is
there
a death penalty for Gezel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big time. So, I mean, not that anybody's carrying that out, but yes, it would be in all of them. So, rather, says the Maripanim, it's an additional Mesorah that's Mipia Kabbalah, and similarly, the Rad in Kedushin says that even the Rabbanan hold that Harkavas Ilan is Usser for a guy. That's the Chiddush of the Ran, that even the Rabbanan hold that it's Aser, and the whole Machlokas between Rabbi Yezer and the Rabbanan is whether they're Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Yezer holds their Chayiv Misa, and the Rabbanan hold they're not, but it's still Aser, and the Rambam follows the Rabbanan that it's Aser, but they're not Chayiv Misa. At the end of the day, we're still left with the Shita and Halacha Lamaisa that it's Harkavas Ilan, or grafting of a tree, is Aser for a guy. Meaning, your next door neighbor who's non-Jewish cannot make a, I don't know, what's the pear that's a pear that's an apple, a papple, okay? Or you can't make the grapefruit what's the thing that's like a grapefruit? I don't know. But whatever those interesting things they sell in the store, so it means your neighbor cannot graft that himself. You can't make anything like that where they graft two different type of fruits together. Okay, now, That's the Machmir, and the Rambam says it's Aser. Who doesn't agree? So the Ritva. The Ritva in Kedushin says that there's no Iser for a guy to graft a fruit or to mate a different animal. Says the Ritva, Chukim shechaktakti kvar, perush b'nei Noach netstavu al hakalayim, that ben Noach, a guy, is commanded to not make kalayim, kedemochach b'sanhedrin, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, miu hainul Rabbi Yezer, but that whole Gemara is according to Rabbi Yezer. De'is le'hachi b'sanhedrin, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, aval rabbanan de'kaimalan, the rabbanan that we follow, kavasayhu, like them, perushi shechakakti kvar b'maisa b'reisha shenamar b'hu l'minen, and the Ritva says, well, we don't follow Rabbi Yezer, we follow the rabbanan, and therefore the halacha is not that it's asur for a guy. A guy can make all of the papals and weird type of fruit they want. There's no problem whatsoever. This is the sheet of the Rush in Kalayim. But the Rush just say it is asur. This is, you have to be clear about this. A Jew is not allowed to ask the guy to graft for him. Either because maybe it's asur for him to do it, or because there's also amira lenachri. Not just by Shabbos. We think Amir al-Nachri is sometimes by Shabbos. Amir al-Nachri can apply by other mitzvahs as well that a Jew can't do. And this is a good example of that. If you can't grow kalayim, so the Rush says you can't ask a guy to grow kalayim for you as well. The Ran also disagrees with the Rambam, the Tur, the Tosafot Shantz, the Reader, the Beinu Tam all say there's no isser of kalayim for a guy when it comes to grafting.
So a Jew is allowed to grow certain things together?
Correct, yeah. A Jew cannot graft a new fruit. You can't take an apple and a pear and make a new thing. You can't. It's usher.
But they sell them in all the stores.
Correct. Because it's not usher to eat it.
Oh, I see. You can eat it.
We'll come back to that at the end. But not usher to eat. The only thing that's usher to eat is kalai kerem. If you grafted a vine of grapes with something else, that's usher to eat. But when it comes to other fruits, there's no isra achila. Okay, is a guy allowed to sustain something that he grafted? You can't do it, but we know when it comes to kalayim, you're not allowed to sustain something that's growing improperly. The Gemara at the beginning of Mori Katan, if you have kalayim growing together, you have to rip it out and fix it. Can he sustain something that's growing improperly? So the Gemara Mori Katan says there's an isser to maintain kalayim in your field. Rabbi Eliezer de Toledo, in his Shuvas Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer says we don't find an isser for a guy to maintain kalayim that he was prohibited in making, and this is the sheet of the Shara Melech as well. Fine. So what do we say halacha l'maisa? What do? We have machlokas Ritva and the Rambam. Can a guy graft a tree? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredeya and Reish Sadihei Beis, the laws of Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Asr li Yisrael lahaniach l'gai sheyar kivlo ilanei kalayim. It's asr for a Jew to give a guy something to graft for him on a tree, to grow a new, different species of fruit that has not previously existed. It's usher for a Jew to hand it to a guy. So the Chida in the Shirei Bracha writes that the Mechaber agrees with the Ramban. And that's why I can't give it to a guy. Why can't I give these two fruits to grow a new tree to my non-Jewish neighbor? Because it's usher for him to do it, says the Chida. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch holds, says the Chida. And he notes that the Lavush understands that an Esrog Murkav, we discussed this a couple of years ago, an esrog that is morkav, an esrog that is grafted together, which is an issue nowadays, and we discussed all the different issues that come along with it. Is it really usher to have an esrog morkav? Why is an esrog that is grafted usher? What is the problem with it? We don't really find such a discussion in the Rishonim that an esrog that is grafted is usher. It's more of a discussion in the Achronim who discuss this issue. So within that discussion, there's an important sheet of the Lavush. The Lavush says that an esrog morkav is usher to use on Sukkot because it comes from an Aveira. You're going to stand before a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkot and say, ah, here's my Priyat Hadar that I did by violating a Pasuk in the Torah. It seems a strange thing to do, says the Lavush. And that's why you can't use an esrog morkav, a grafted esrog, on Sukkot. And even if a guy, says the Lavush, did the grafting himself, the Lavush says it's usher to use that esrog because a guy is not allowed to graft two fruits together. And Lavush also holds of the Shita. We know that Kalayim is Pasal Lagavoa. You can't put it on the Mizbeach. So if I can't put it on the Mizbeach, then I shouldn't use it for a mitzvah. In response to this, the Shvus Yaakov felt the Rambam doesn't think a guy is usher in grafting. But we know the Rambam does think it is usher in grafting. And the Chida doesn't understand how the Shvus Yaakov didn't know about the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. The Shvus Yaakov writes, I looked all over Hilchos Kalayim, and I didn't see the Rambam says it's usher for a guy to graft. So the Chida says, it's because you're looking in the wrong section of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote it in the laws of Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach and Hilchos Malachim. That's what the Rambam says, that a guy is not allowed to grow a grafted fruit. And he notes other Achronim who hold that a Ben Noach is Asr and Hakava. There's a beautiful Raya from the Vilna Gaon. The Gra there, who also holds, like the Rambam, that it's Asr for a guy to grow Kalayim, one of the eight mitzvahs bnei Noach. Now, so he quotes Yerushalmi. Listen to this Yerushalmi in Kalayim in Perak Aleph. Tani b'shem Rav Lazar. They taught in the name of Rav Lazar. Mutter hu goy l'zroa v'lil bosh kalayim. Avalo laharviya behemto kalayim v'lo laharkiv ilano kalayim. The Yerushalmi says that it's mutter for a guy to plant vegetation and to wear kalayim, but he cannot mate two different animals or graft trees. It's a clear Yerushalmi. Lama, why? Because it says that when the trees grew, they had to grow liminehem, according to their own species. And that is before the Torah was given. That is by Adam HaRishon, and therefore that's a law for all mankind, that trees must remain liminehem, according to their own species, and not making new Frankenstein species of fruit. But it also says that the grass grew up liminehem, that the vegetation from the ground grew in its own species. So then, why would it be usher for a tree, but not usher for vegetation close to the ground to be grown together and not be kalayim? So the Yushami says, Ein ksiv betzivui el behotsa. When the vegetation grew from the ground, says the Yushami, the grass and the carrots, that is describing the reality. It came up by itself in its own species and not mixed with other things. But when it said liminehem by trees, that was a command from Hashem. Hashem said, trees don't fraternize with other trees. Stay separate. And that's a tzivui, and therefore that command, says the Yerushalmi, brought by the Gra, exists to this day. A beautiful raya to support this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and Sanhedrin. This is the opinion of, just to be clear, that this is not a one-off sheet of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Shiltos, the Hagos Mordechai and Gittin, the Riaz, the Shilta Giborim, the Drisha Hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Sadihei Zion, and Rav Kook in his Shuvas Mishpat Kohen Simon Yud Gimel says that because of this, if a guy comes to you and says, I'd like to rent a field from you, and I ask him, that's fine, but what are you going to use that field for, Muhammad? And Muhammad says, I'm going to graft new fruit in this field. So Rav Kook says it's usur to rent him such a field because he's not allowed to do that, and that is halacha lamaisa. And that's how we really concluded the end of the day. We have really 8 mitzvos b'nei Noach. I know how to define it. It's mipiyah kabbalah, says the Rambam, but really you can impress your friends and family with a new yedia that there are in fact 8 mitzvos b'nei Noach, the ones that we're familiar with, Aleph through Zion, and now kalayim of harkavas behema and Harkavas Ilan. Good. Now, that's not really Lamaisa for us, besides just being a fun fact, but it is Lamaisa in one area, and that is in Hilchos Brachos. The Bir Halacha, by the laws of Shechiyanu, cites a machlokus whether one can make a Shechiyanu on a grafted fruit. You walk, it's time for Rosh Hashanah, and you walk to the Chinese market, and you see a lot of weird stuff you don't buy during the course of the year. And you say, passion fruit, that's for the minor leagues. And you say, dragon fruit, did that already. I want something totally new. And the gentleman shows you a brand new fruit that has been developed somewhere in the Far East, in some lab somewhere. It's a combination of a pineapple and a mango, whatever it is. And here it is, a new fruit you never had before. Can you take that home and make a Shechiyanu on such a fruit?
You said there's no Easter in eating it. So.
What?
You said there's no Israel eating it.
Correct. There's no Israel eating it. But is it proper to say, Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'higiyanu l'zman hazeh, on such an item that came through a prohibition? This is the shaila raised by the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha. So he quotes the Bir Heitev in Sifkat and Zion, there in Hilchos Shechiyanu, who quotes the Tshuvas of the Halachos Ketanas in Chelek Aleph and Siman Samach. Listen to this. She'ela, mi she'beirach Shechiyanu al shnei minei peros. He made a Shechiyanu on two fruits. V'achakach ra pri morkav mishneyam. And then he sees that one of them is a pri morkav, a grafted fruit. Mahu shiach sevarach Shechiyanu. Should he go and make a new Shechiyanu? Tshuva. Im ha morkav hu min b'mino pshita delo yivarech. If the morkav is of two things that are similar to each other. For example, a nectarine. Some people think that a nectarine is a grafted with a peach. It's not true. A nectarine is really just a different type of peach from the same family. So let's say I graft a peach and a nectarine together. They're brothers, not even cousins. They're mamish, you know, close to each other. So that's fine, he says, because min bimino, the same family, that's fine. Pshita dola yivarech, you don't have to make a new Shechiyanu. Dein kam panim chadashos, there was nothing new here. Vimhu min b'she'en amino, but if it's our pineapple with the mango, he says, you should not have made a Shechiyanu on that fruit because you went against the will of Hashem. I'm going to say, Hashem, I'm so happy to see this thing that went against your will. I'm so happy I made it to the spring so I could see some guy, you know, violate the Ratzon Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I made it to the season. That's crazy, he says. The reason you can eat it is because of Gzeir Sakasav. That's what it says in the Torah, you can eat it. You're going to make a bracha on seeing a new fruit that shouldn't have been there in the world against the will of God? It can't be. That's the shita of the Halachos Ketanos, cited by the Beir Heitiv, cited by the Chafetz Chaim. This is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Halicho Shlomo, the Or LeTzion, and Rav Yashiv in the Sefer Vezos HaBracha. Many, many poskim saying, do not make a Shechianu on that new fruit that's grafted from two things. Aser. Okay. Comes the Shelos Yaivitz Rav Yaakov Emnin Chelik Alf and Simon Samach Gimel. And he quotes the Halachos Ketanos, and then he says, V'eni Yodea Lama Yishtana Din Bircha Shechianu. He says, I don't understand. Why should I not make a Shechianu? B'bircha Sa'achila, if I can eat the fruit. It's not pork. It's a fruit. I can eat it. Shekeven shemutr ba'achila ein isra ki'im kalai kerem. As we said before, it's only usr to eat kalai kerem of a vine. Im ken kishabalach lo tzarach levarech al hanaso. If I'm going to eat it, and I make a blessing on the pleasure of eating that delicious new fruit, shi'yav shalah hanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, and I can't get pleasure from this world without a bracha, then why can't I make a shechianu? And then he offers four reasons as to why you should make a shechianu. One, you should. Rav Yaakov Eben says you should. Why? V'gam shechianu hi birchas hana shenan beria. Shechianu is also technically a birchas hana. It's the pleasure I get from seeing this fruit. So if I can make the fruit on eating it, make the blessing on eating it, then I should make the blessing on seeing it as well. Two. V'od. Hagai shenatu v'herkivu lo asa neged ratzon habore. This is the controversial point. So Rav Yaakov Eben says the guy who grew that new fruit, he didn't go against the will of God. Shelo hazaro al harkava el Yisrael, because only a Jew is commanded in grafting a tree and not a Yisrael. Im lo ladas yichidas, unless it's only one minority opinion. Now, it's not true. It's not a minority opinion. It's probably Rov Shitas and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. But for some reason, Rav Yaakov Emin thinks that it's not an opinion or valid opinion to say that a guy is not commanded in harkava si'ilan. And he says regarding esrog murkav for a mitzvah, he says, I wrote about that in the Morakitsia, not for right now. Three. V'lama lo nevarach alav, why not make a blessing on it? Lo yehi ela haroa brios naos avodas kachavim. He says that we make a bracha if you see a beautiful guy. Such a bracha, that's in the Archkol Siddur between after benching and before mincha, by all those brachos that we skip through. So there's a blessing if you see a beautiful non-Jew, a very handsome, attractive non-Jew.
Male, female.
Male, female. Everything should be, obviously, appropriate. And But there is such a bracha, you see, astonishing looking non-Jew. Shemavarach aleyan, you make a bracha on it. V'nosen hoda v'shevach l'barav. You praise Hashem for making such a being in this world. V'afal pisha midasan ba'olam vada hi neged ratzon habore. This person worships avodah zarah, but they're very handsome. Do you think their being in the world makes Hashem happy that they're worshiping avodah zarah every single day? Certainly not. Im lo shenasan erach apayim lo'ovrei ritzono. Hashem has a lot of patience for people who do the wrong thing. V'afilu al ha-mamzer hanan yirashesh levarach. And if you see a beautiful mamzer, you should make a bracha as well. Afa pishein harkava pesul yosu v'menu. Now, certainly, harkava is not worse than that. Midolo ifligu bei. V'odah ha-mamzer adif migoy v'adif ha-filu migir. And certainly, a mamzer is better than a guy. Theoretically, he says, if I'm making a blessing on the reality of a beautiful something else that's much worse than Kalayim, then certainly I should be able to make the bracha on a new Kalayim and say Shechianu as well. The fourth, he says, is Adarabba. Not only is it not bad, but it's good. It came into the world. Didn't it, says Rav Yaakov Emden? Ki efshar hamatza davar bilti ritzono. Now he makes a statement which carries a lot of hashkafic and machshava implications. He writes, and this is not our shir for right now, ki efshar hamatza davar bilti ritzono. You cannot find anything in this world that is against the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, we could unpack that for a long time. But he's saying, if the fruit's here, it means Hashem wants it to be here. And therefore, it must be the Ratzon Hashem, even if it's bad. This is pre-Chasidim. Okay? He says, "Rak shenesra siyasa de'adam." It's usher for you to do it as a person, but Hashem still desires that it be in the world, and therefore you can make a bracha on it. And that's the shita of Rav Yaakov Emden. This is the opinion of Rav Adi Yosef in the Abi Omer, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Shana Halachos, the Yalkut Yosef, who says this is the minhag, that one should make a shachar. So we're left here with not an insignificant machlokas haposkim. You have Rav Yaakov Emden, the Halachos Ketanos, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Adi Yosef. So what do we do? Comes Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he solves our problems. Writes Rav Moshe Nigros Moshe Rav Chaim Chelik Beis and Simon and Ches. And he says, "Avalni mesupak b'tam acher." He says, "I'm not really sure what to do, honestly." He says, and he says, "Deulai kaven shepriza bali de iser." It came into the world and it's aser. Lo shayich levarach shachianu liros priza. Maybe it's not appropriate to say shachianu. Shu nidma kemavarachin shezakinu liros tiika ovri avera. We're thanking Hashem that we married to see people do isurim and violate the will of God. Va'af kasher kasher lemitzvah lerov haposkim is kasher for a mitzvah, and there's the levush by the esrog. He says, but not for right now. Mikol makom levarach shachianu hu lismach shalika priza shebali de avera. I'm going to rejoice in the fact that there was somebody who did an aveira to bring him into the world. Ulai lo nel levarach hazam. L'chein, says Rav Moshe, tov lecholo sam im od pri chadash. He says, don't make a shachianu on it. Eat it with a new fruit and make a shachianu on that. That's not morkov. I'll also pri latseis bezeh gamal priza. And that will take care of it, and that will make everybody happy at the end of the day. So halach lemaisa, we should not make a shachianu only on a pri that is morkov. We should find something else. This is the sheet of the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss and Chel Gimel and Simon Chaf Hei. The Abi Omer finds Rav Moshe very difficult that he didn't mention the Machlokas Achronim. I didn't quote the whole Tshuva here, but Rav Moshe just has this whole discussion by himself. He doesn't mention Yaakov Emden and doesn't mention the Halachas Ketanas. And he finds that strange. I find it strange that Rav Adi Yosef finds it strange, because Rav Moshe rarely deals in the realm so much of Achronim. Rav Moshe is in the Gemara and the Rishonim, and he comes to his own conclusion. He does not necessarily feel beholden to the Achronim, which is one of the issues that people had initially with Rav Moshe's psak. So I find, but Rav Adi Yosef knew that Rav Moshe doesn't deal so much in Achronim. So I'm not exactly sure. I'm a little bit unsure why he was unsure about Rav Moshe. Fine. What if the fruit comes from the seed of a morkav? Okay? This had a Zaydi that came from a Morkov. But now we've been growing these seeds 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 generations. It's not Morkov on itself. It was Morkov 20 years ago. So all the posts can say you can make a Shechianu on it. And that's important. Because the odds are is that the grafted fruit you're going to buy in the store was not grafted, you know, last week. It's coming already through a number of generations of seeds. And this is the Shita of Shlomo Zalman, the Oral Tzion, the Vezos HaBracha. And the Vezos HaBracha notes that this pretty much alleviates the question at all, because any fruit that's Morkov comes from a parent who is Morkov, and it wasn't grafted at the time. They didn't try out that first mix between an orange and a guava on you. Meaning, they grew it in a lab a few times and planted it in time before it got to Gourmet Glot. You're not the first guy who's going to get this, no matter how special you think you are, no matter how you're paying for it. You're not the first guy who got that fruit. And therefore, you can still make a Shechianu. And, for example, he talks about a nectarine, an Afar Shaziv. Afar Seik and a Shaziv. The Afar Shaziv. They grew them together. And almost all citrus fruits should get a Shechianu because they don't directly come from the grafted tree. And it's not such an issue. That leads to, can you say Birchas Ilanos on a grafted tree? So, if you see, walk by a tree in Nisan, and you see somebody has like a stem shoved into the branch, and they're growing something new, so the Kafachayim says you shouldn't say Birchas Ilanos, and this is the Shita of most of the poskim as well. Okay, we'll stop here. We learned about a new Mrs. Fredo.